I'd also like to say thank you to Ratnadeva, who stepped in to be a Zoom host on a couple of occasions. And a very big thank you to Pranya Devi, who did so much work backstage before the retreat started, getting it all organized, but also every day she was hosting it and she was doing all kinds of other things, and as well as sort of keeping me and Paramananda in check and making sure we actually turned up and things like that, and just making sure we all knew what was happening, and being a generally a very positive presence that's made it much easier for us to run the retreat. I mean, I guess she's been the retreat organizer, which is a kind of different role when you're online, and we didn't know at all what it was going to be like, and she's just been learning on the go and doing a really fantastic job at it. I also would like to thank Pasquale. So he hasn't been physically on this retreat, but he has been the person who created the special page online for the retreat and who's been posting everything up for us every day, sometimes very late at night or early in the morning. Just out of generosity. So very big thank you to Pasquale. And also I'd like to have a big thank you for Paramananda. It's quite a thing running an online retreat, and I just think he's been such a brilliant teacher and such a joy to work with. And like everybody else, he's got me into my body, he's got me into my imagination. Just hearing his voice immediately takes me to more depth. And there's a sort of lightheartedness and a joy as well that he brings to everything he does. So thank you very much, Paramananda.
First.
And I just wanted to also say something about ending, because we have, I think, it sounds like everybody seems to have had quite a deep experience being on the retreat. And as with any other retreat, you know, you may find yourself that you're a bit more opened up, a bit more sensitive, things have been stirred up, and it'll probably take a while to process or, you know, uncover exactly what the effects of the retreat will be, just like it would have been if we'd been on a residential retreat. But on a residential retreat, sometimes you've got that transition of the journey home, haven't you? And sometimes if it's a long way, you can be on the train for quite a while and on buses and tubes. And that can help you in that sort of transition back to your life. But because we've just been straight at home the whole time, it's literally the moment you switch off your device, you're back. So just taking care in whatever way you need to, and just being aware of the next few days that you might need to just be kinder to yourself. Okay, so, and then finally, just to follow up about the retreats. So as I said, there's going to be a weekend retreat, 3rd to 5th of July on Shraddha, that Pranyanita and Ratnadeva will be leading. And I can now confirm that Paramahansa and I will be leading another online retreat from the evening of Sunday the 19th to Saturday the 25th of July. So, yeah, if you want to come, it'd be lovely to see you.
Can I say something?
Of course you can, yeah.
You finished,
though. I have, yeah. Over to you.
Okay. I just wanted to, first of all, thank everybody that joined in, really, and made this retreat possible. And say what a pleasure it's been working with Bodhilila and Pranyanita. And that's it, really. And I wanted just to mention, because I've been asked to mention this by the Buddhist Center Online, which most of you are probably aware of. There is a podcast conversation with Viveka and myself up there at the moment, and there will be another four live conversations over the next four weeks between the two of us. So if you're interested in hearing them. And I think we judging from the feedback for this retreat, we probably are touching on topics that would interest people. And one last thing, it would be lovely if any of you want to join myself and the regulars at the meditation club tomorrow, 10:30 English time, the link on the West London website. And my final word, I don't know why, but the last few minutes I've had Bob Marley's little line from a Bob Marley song going through my head. Which is from Redemption's song, which I'm sure many of you know. Liberate yourself from mental slavery. None but yourself can create your mind. So go well. Over to you, Carolina.
Thank you, Paramananda. So we are literally at the end of the retreat. So let's just end by transferring all the merit that we have collectively accrued during this retreat. And we'll do it in call and response. I suggest you remain muted and respond at home, and I'll do it with Paramananda. Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace.
So that marks the end of our Earth Heart Sky retreat. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming and practicing. And we're going to leave the space open for another 10 minutes if you want to say goodbyes to each other or post anything else in the chat. But go well and hope to see you again.